Hi, good morning. This is about Apollo Group to buy MyCare of online math courses. This was written by Trip Gabriel, published August 2, 2011. Hoping to keep more of its students from dropping out, the Apollo Group, which operates the for-profit University of Phoenix, said Tuesday that it will pay $75 million to buy Carnage Learning, which offers computer-based math instructions. The deal is the latest sign of investors interested in a small to medium-sized companies that offer instructional material for use on computer and tablet and data analysis for schools. Carnage Learning, based in Pittsburgh, was founded in 1989 by scientists from Carnegie Mellon University who developed an approach to teaching math that combines classroom work with computer instruction. Its cognitive tutor software analyzes students' weaknesses as they work through problems and offer new problems until they are ready to move on. Math is a subject where we see a lot of students having difficulty. At the college level, said George Capelli, Apollo's co-chief executive, we think by adding the Carnage Learning solution into our platform, we will really help our students to have better outcomes in math. Carnage Learning says its curricula is used as by 600 million students in grades 6 through 12 in 3,000 schools nationwide. Dennis Sicone, the company chief executive, said sales had increased 20 to 30% annually since 2005. Also, they have slowed this year with the economy. Apollo plans to adapt the Carnage Learning software for the other academic subjects and use it both in traditional classrooms and with online students. For-profit colleges like the University of Phoenix have been the focus of government scrutiny in recent years for aggressively recruiting students, especially online students, but saddling them with management debt and few marketable skills. In June, the Department of Education tightened regulations, so not as strictly as industry critics had advocated. Also, enrollment at the 400,000 student University of Phoenix has fallen sharply. The company's stock hit a 52-week